You know, so much to get to today, Joe. I'll start by this, an auction thing that just has me shaking my head this morning because there are things that I, you know, it's one thing to look at some of these items that go up for auction, right? Bob Dylan's handwritten lyrics to Like a Rolling Stone, right? You know, like, wow, okay, you know, and somebody spends $1 million or something like that for it. The Honus Wagner baseball card, and there's only like six of them or whatever that are in decent condition in the entire world.
Because they didn't want to be associated with cigarettes.
Yeah, like millions of dollars, right? They're out there and whatever. The banana taped to the wall. No, a $6 million down, but that's, you know, fine art, right?
That banana's not good anymore.
No, they replace it every
day.
That's
right. I forgot.
But, that's one thing, because that's something that you never had, you never would have. Okay. Then you get into the, like, hey, I found the Michelangelo at the yard sale. So, you know, spent $10, sold for $10 million. Like, that's like, oh, how come I'm never that lucky?
Yeah, I go to Goodwill all the time looking for something I can flip.
Then there's this I saw today at auction, and there's a bunch of them because everyone had it. Pokemon Red, Blue, and Yellow for Game Boy.
Oh.
Still in the box. $10,000, the current bid.
How much is it out of the box? $5,000?
Oh, no, but what the heck? Like, that's something I actually had. Yeah. I had two. I have $20,000,
hey,
right
come
now.
Come on. Did you keep the box?
No. Ah. I played the game. Come on.
I played the heck out of that game.
Yeah.
I can't say this much, Brian, but when it came to the Pokemon Game Boy game in an after-school program at Smallwood Elementary, I was cool because I had the Game Boy camera. Do you remember the Game Boy camera and printer?
Mm-hmm.
So with that was the cord that you could plug in the printer, but you could also connect the Game Boys. So when people wanted to battle, old Joe Beamer, they knew, had the cord. So that was the rise of my popularity. It was a very short peak.
Pokemon Blue, I had that one.
I had Red.
Current bid, $8,700. 10 days left in the auction. This Red one is $10,500. 10 days left in the auction.
But still in the box. Like, you have to know still when you buy box. It that it's going to be worth.
Yeah, I would have bought two, because what was it when we bought it?
Less than video games are today.
It couldn't have been more than $30.
Right.
For a Game Boy game?
Right, yeah.
What the heck? Like, you don't run across that every day where it's something you actually had.
Right.
That's, you know.
But if everyone thought like that, then it wouldn't be $10,000.
That's true.
You know?
That's true. But I mean, have everyone we knew had one of those.
Now, would you be able to pick up a Game Boy with that in it and pick right up and play where you left off?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, easily. You would too.
I'm sure I would, but like I'm forgetting just thinking of it, but I think you're right. Like if I picked it up.
100% you would. And I can say this for me too, because I played three video games. Four. But three.
Yeah.
I played that. The Pokemon game on the Game Boy, put in some hours. NHL, hockey,
yeah,
a bunch of different versions. Wrestling,
yeah,
but not every wrestling game. Only a couple of them I could pick up. The ones that I played a lot of. There's like maybe two or three wrestling games where I would pick it up and be good at. Soccer.
Okay, that's fair.
That's it.
You know, I think you're right, because I remember getting a CD of all the old Sonic games, and I was able to pick that up very quickly on one of those rebranded Segas. Yeah. Oh, man. That was the best. Sonic 3, the best of the Sonic games.
Never played them. And was never good at them, period. Like any of those other, like Mario. Mario, I die within 20 seconds.
Yeah. Mario I wasn't good with. But, I mean, I was forced to be good at Sonic. My parents bought me a Sega, then bought me a TV so I would stop using their TV. And I played Sega. Anytime it was raining outside, I'm playing Sonic 2 and then 3. Yeah.
Well, you get all that. You better be playing it.
Yeah, exactly. I got to be good at this. But for me, it was that. It was football. And like you said, I mean, it was different versions of football until the Wii came out. And then Wii Tennis just kind of dominated my life. It really did.
He was a regular living room Federer. Better watch out. But that was, you know, That's just, I looked at that and shed a tear this morning. What could have been? Could have had that. Could have been free.
But it's amazing. We used to look at like stuff like that. Like, oh, look at these old things from when our parents were kids. And now it's, hey, look at that old thing from when we were kids.
From when I was a kid.
Yeah.
What happened? Oh, my goodness. Come on. Now I'm just going around to the stores trying to find salt to melt everything. Joe, I went yesterday. Anyone knows who has ice melt or salt? Honestly, call in, let me know. 803-0930. Send us a text, 803-0930. I went yesterday to go look. I know I was talking to Lucas out there, and he mentioned he was doing the same over the weekend. Couldn't find any. I went into a store yesterday and went into the garden area where they would normally have it. And I go by the front of the store, and you know, the big bags on a pallet, and you think, okay, here we go. Go over there. I got a guy just yelling, that's not rock salt. That's, you know, whatever it was.
Table salt?
No, it was not. It was pink Himalayan. No, I think it was for like a water softener.
Oh, okay.
You know, something, not the kind you're looking for. And I go, oh, well, do you have any here? Nope. Okay, buddy. Like, good day to you, too. See ya. So took the kids, walked right out of the store. Like, oh, I guess we're not finding. Because I mean, I'm sure I'm like everybody in Western New York. The entire driveway. I'm not going to put it all over the driveway, but in areas where you walk,
oh yeah,
it is just you could skate on it.
Yep.
And I say that literally. You could skate on it because it's ice and it's built up thick enough where you'd be able to.
And I can confidently say, Brian, this is everyone's house, because as someone who's been doing deliveries the last 3 days, let me tell you, it's a journey getting your order to your door.
Oh, yeah. My front door, there's a little ice patch there, but I don't have anything left melt it, so I'm trying to go. So I go to the store yesterday, and in the garden section, you know, it's the outdoor section. They've done the full spring changeover.
That's right.
So there's no rock salt. No, I don't buy rock salt. I buy the pet-friendly ice melt, because that's what we have to put in the back, because we got the dogs run out the back door. And the one time I did use salt, like, you can actually tell. Like, it hurts their...
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it burns them, or it's just like stepping on Legos or something like that.
You try to step on salt.
Yeah, they come back in. They're, you know, so we buy the pet friendly stuff.
Yeah.
At this point, though, I honestly don't care. I'll take anything because it's all ice, and I can't close my gate in the backyard.
Oh,
it's just like ice jammed up. The way I, you know, snow blow and stuff, it's hard to get in the little crevice. It's made it impossible.
And you've got
to
the
close.
Escape artist dog. So
yeah, so it needs to be closed. So right now, you have to do a full body check into the gate, and then, you know, push the handle down to close it. It's kind of annoying. So I'm just looking for anything. And do they have salt? No. Do they have tomato seeds? Of course. Yeah. Planting soil? Yeah. Chlorine for your pool? Of course. Why wouldn't we? It's February 11th in Western New York.
Yeah, everyone's opening their pool.
Who needs salt for the ice? I've got a hose for your garden.
It was a really quick turnover. I don't remember summer stuff being out this early.
What the heck?
Yeah.
No one needs this. Who's doing it? I got seeds up the wazoo. I got the potting soil, huge things of Miracle-Gro and the Weed and Feed. Not a single bag of salt anywhere. No. And by the way, it's not just salt. You know, we hear about the salt shortage from the salt mines and all this other stuff. Mm-mm. I'm looking for pet-friendly ice melt. That's not the same thing.
Right.
I mean, but there's nothing, and it's all changed over. Who is buying planting soil in February where they need to change it over like this? This isn't the same as when I saw the Valentine stuff on like December 27th in there. Like that, it's like, all right, it's ridiculous, but I kind of get it.
Yeah.
Like, what am I, just hoarding soil in the back of my SUV until, you know, 3 months from now?
That's the one thing I thought of before the salt, all the salt issues with the ice. First thing I thought of was, why is this out so early? Who's buying this now? It seems like a waste of floor space. And you would think in retail, Brian, you don't want to waste floor space. They should be putting pallets of salt there.
Yeah. So what I was able to do is, in the back of my garage, I bought a huge bag of the pet-friendly stuff before. I think I talked about this on our show a while ago. And I dumped it in, you know, like one of those big buckets with a cup in there to spread around. And then I had some leftovers waiting for next. And then it got so humid in the garage, and I didn't realize that the humidity, I mean, it turned into a slush.
Really? That's weird.
Yeah. I didn't know it would do that. And then it kind of makes sense because it, you know, whatever the chemical reaction that it does. So it gets so humid in the garage, it turned into this slush. And I'm thinking like, oh, well, this, what the heck? It's no good. But then I don't know what to do with this bucket of chemical slush. So, of course, it's been sitting there. So yesterday, I couldn't find salt anywhere. I go back to the slush, and it's now basically just a liquid, and I've been scooping it up with a cup and putting it down. It still kind of works.
Oh, that's good. All right. So the chemicals are still working.
It's a little bit.
Form. Yeah.
It doesn't do the job that it would normally do if it kept its shape, but it still kind of works a little bit.
So the moral of the story is don't buy that stuff to last you into next season because it's not going to make it through the summer.
Yeah, I learned the hard way.
Yeah.
Or like put it in a room temperature, which it probably says on the bag, but who reads directions? Come on.
Come on. I mean, you can't read that stuff.
Not me.
No.
Not this guy.
No.
I'll just never learn.
you know, it's funny. I have not gone, we have in our mailroom usually a bucket of salt, but I have to say I've not gone and checked. So I'm not sure if there's actually salt in that bucket or if that's been used up. With the way they put it down on our street, I'm guessing it's all probably gone.
803-0930 on the text board. Someone says it changes over because the stuff comes in and I have to get it out of the back. And no store wants empty shelves, so they have to push it through. And they don't want to store salt. And this happens to you every single year. You should probably learn from last year. Like, all right, I get it. I also think like it should be a little bit. This is a big retailer that I was in yesterday. All right, I understand you got stores all across the country. Yeah, like localize it just a little bit.
Yeah.
More so than like, hey, here's a Buffalo Bill shirt. Okay, if you can send a Bill shirt there, also know that you don't have to send the gardening stuff right away.
Well, also like. The big summer display at Target, I'll call them out. Sorry, Target. I mean, they have a part of that is Doritos and Pepsi. Like, what the hell does that have to do with summer? Put that back in with the chip stuff. Now you have a open aisle for winter, which we're still going through.
I mean, it is kind of nice. You can get a shovel on clearance in, you know, January.
That is nice, yeah.
But still, it's a little ridiculous.
Person saying, who's buying the soil? The smart people. Come spring, they're all out. You'll be complaining. I'm telling you right now, I don't think we're making a... We're not going gardening.
Oh, yeah, I'm not going gardening. They've never been out of soil.
Yeah, I mean, I see soil at like Lowe's all year round.
That's never been an issue. I've never once seen that. It's always there.
Soil, mulch, it's all over the place.
Mulch, you might run into a problem if it's late August. But by that point, just forget it. Yeah. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've never run into that problem. Somebody else, salt is the new toilet paper. Is it salt or is it eggs that's the new toilet paper that everyone's getting?
That's a good question. They're both. Eggs and salt. You have to pick one.
Yeah. Salt's an issue here, though. The eggs thing, I haven't noticed that much.
I haven't noticed a shortage. I have noticed the price.
The price has gone up, but it's not like what, you know, these reports that we're playing from around the country. You're hearing $8, some people saying $10 or so for eggs. And here, I saw someone said earlier they paid a little over $3, which I haven't seen that, but like $4.50 to $5 is kind of what I've seen recently in the store.
Yeah. And like I said, the price I've noticed go up, not like you said, not to the national talking, but I have not seen a shortage. Like everywhere I go, I walk by the egg place. Now, again, I'm not buying my eggs, but I walk by the egg aisle and the egg cooler. And like you said this morning, Brian, you've got the shelf in front and you see the cart behind stacked to the top, ready to replace the empty cart.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it amazing how many eggs there are?
This is something that's always been on my mind.
I think about it all the time, too. I mean, it's amazing we haven't hit an egg shortage sooner when you think of how many eggs there are. Just in the world, every single store that sells food has eggs.
Yep.
Every grocery store, obviously. Half the gas stations and convenience stores have eggs in them. And it's not. And when you're talking about a grocery store, they don't just have eggs. Usually, they got the whole, just what you said.
Yep.
The whole stock room of them. You look in the back there, the eggs galore.
Yep.
You don't just buy an egg. You have to buy 12 of them. So you're buying 12 eggs.
Some of you buy 18.
Some people buy 24.
Yeah.
I don't think they do six anymore. It's been a long time since I've seen a half carton
of eggs. Yeah, I've not seen a half carton of eggs in a long time.
But you buy 12 of them every time. And everyone's buying them all the time, all over the place. Every person, every restaurant, every you-know-what, bakery. They're all doing eggs. The eggs are... at the same time, I could see you saying, of course we have a shortage in eggs. They're all over the place. Yeah. We've been getting them out. On the other hand, how can we ever have a shortage of eggs? They're literally everywhere.
They're everywhere. And, you know, the half carton, Brian, that's what used to be at the gas station. They've replaced that with the full 12. This is something I've always thought of. I mean, it's just amazing. How many eggs? How many chickens? Go to the store. You've got full birds for sale. You've got cut up chicken. I mean,
chickens all, I think that too. Chickens all over the place. I buy that package of breasts.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, so I've got three chickens right here.
Right. Turkeys, chickens. Where do they all come from?
I rarely see them crossing the road.
No. I know.
But they're all over the. And you know what is also interesting? Because we just bought a family pack of chicken. That price has not gone up.
That's a great point.
Isn't that weird about our, you know, whole food supply situation?
The bird flu's only affecting the eggs.
I paid $12 for the family pack of chicken breasts, which is rough. Now it might be like one breast short. Might be missing one. I don't know if it's the same size, but $12 is roughly what I paid for that 12 years ago.
Yeah.
So that price has remained pretty steady. And, you know, it went up in 2020. It's kind of come back down. And meanwhile, the eggs were skyrocketing. What's going on here?
It's interesting.
Maybe we're killing too many chickens. Let them lay some eggs first.
All right, PETA.
What do you think? What's the most you'd pay for a carton of eggs? Let us know.
I mean, eggs is like one of the few kitchen essentials for most people.
I think so.
Like, usually when you're going around shopping, what's the text you get? We have eggs, right?
Yeah.
Someone else is at the store, your home.
All right.
We have eggs, right?
When we get back, rank them. Your kitchen staples. What's the most important? Top five. BMaz and Beamer here on WBEN. Brian Mazurowski, Joe Beamer here on WBEN. A lot of you saying that I guess there is some salt that you can find in different places around Aldi, somebody said, the pet stores. Which would make sense since I'm looking for the pet-friendly stuff. Didn't even think about that, to be honest. Going to the pet store.
No.
Wouldn't have even crossed my mind.
There's so many
pet stores.
It makes
so much sense.
Yeah.
And, you know, a couple other places. Someone mentioned the chicken, you know, because we talked about the price of chicken kind of remained the same-ish. So, somebody said the price of chicken wings, you know, way up. They haven't. It's because everyone got used to paying that much money.
That's right.
Right? Yep. Like, the price goes up at a restaurant. That's tough to bring them down. Well, but some places have brought back, like, you can still go to the 50-cent wing nights, stuff like that, but it is at least a dollar a wing.
I haven't seen 10-cent wing nights come back.
Yeah, but how many places had those, prior to 2020?
I remember two when I was in college.
I remember there was a 25-cent wing night where I went to college.
Okay.
I don't know the status of that right now, but... That was like the only, and for miles, it was one night a week, and that was the cheapest deal you could possibly get.
I remember 10-cent wing night. It was a place in Orchard Park, and you go, you had, you know, blue cheese was like $3. But the wings, 10 cents each. It's very good. It's very fun time. Someone also says people plant vegetables indoors. I didn't know. My parents have a vegetable garden this summer. I didn't know they started planting their seeds indoors. It's news to me.
Yeah, I'm not the person that I kill everything that I, nothing I put in the ground lasts.
I don't own the home I live in, so I'm.
We were talking about the staples and, you know, how much egg prices, how high would they have to go before you said no to an egg? I mean, they'd have to go pretty high for me. We're talking about $8 to $10 across the country. We are pretty lucky here in Western New York. You know, I've seen like four. even $5, depending on where you shop, but we're not near what they're paying in other places. That being said, if you charge $10 for a dozen eggs, I still think we'd buy them.
Less than a dollar an egg.
Which
is crazy.
You run through like crazy.
Yeah.
But still, it's that much of a kitchen staple that I still think we'd buy them.
I actually think there are kitchen staples you could sacrifice to make sure you still have money for the eggs.
Oh, yeah. So rank them. A kitchen staple. Like, what's number one?
A stove.
All right.
We're going with
wise. Actually, honestly, that wouldn't even be the number one. A refrigerator would be my number one.
You got to keep the eggs. I mean, so I've been trying to think about this during the break. I mean, eggs is like the base for so many meals. I don't know. Do eggs for essential? You need the thing to actually have first. So I would go. This is a tough one, Brian. It's a tough one to rank food essentials.
I have an easy number one.
Because you need them all together.
My family, you'd obviously disagree. Not the same for you. Milk.
Oh, yeah.
Just milk always has to be in the fridge. We run through it like crazy. I mean, we could buy double the amount that we buy, and it wouldn't go bad in the fridge. We're always running out of milk before we go in. Milk, period. And milk, kids drink it. I drink it. It's used in baking and a ton of stuff we make. Milk. It's used with the eggs to make.
So my son and I are both lactose intolerant. So milk is coconut milk, almond milk. We have those kind of things in the fridge.
Okay.
So I guess that would count.
I don't think we've ever had that in the fridge.
We have to.
Would that still be, would that rank or no?
Yeah, because like you said, I mean, we have to use the milk we have, and many, like you said, with the eggs in many recipes. And my son loves macaroni and cheese, and
that's mac and cheese, cereal, pancakes, you name it. Milk, yep. Easy number one for me.
Yeah, and I think number two right there would be the eggs, butter, eggs.
I don't know if eggs would be number two on my list.
I just named everything in the door.
Yeah. That's the fridge door. The fridge door is the essentials door. Milk number one, bread number two, peanut butter number three.
Oh yeah, peanut butter is on that list. Peanut butter is the top five.
Eggs number four.
Where's butter on your list? I think butter goes above peanut butter in my house.
Not for me. Butter would have to be up there because you use it for so many things. But like if we're talking, but here's the kicker. If you're talking just like if you were to strip it down to the essentials, like I don't know if butter would, because you use butter for a bunch of other things. If we just have the essentials, I'm not really using butter for, you know what I'm talking about? Like if all you had were the essentials and mine was milk, bread, peanut butter, eggs. Like butter, what am I using the butter for? If these are like the only things I had in my house.
To cook the eggs. Like to
grease the pan?
Yeah, I like to grease the pan with butter.
Oh, yeah, there's like grease spray, something. All right, so butter instead of...
I put butter in my coffee.
Spray.
So I have butter every morning.
Yeah, see, that's we're not a coffee drinker. This would vary very wide. Yeah. I feel like milk, bread, eggs.
A type of milk, I think, is everyone's one or two. A type of milk because it is the base for so many things. And you went with coffee drinkers. Lots of coffee drinkers, hey, they don't want to waste the extra money on a creamer. Guess what? They're putting their coffee. They're putting milk.
The number five is where it gets tricky on our text board, 803-0930. Someone said ground beef is number one on their family's list. We have 10 pounds in the freezer at any point in time.
I'd be scared. That's good. Bad.
But we probably have 3 to 5 pounds of ground beef in the freezer. I don't know. It would just be meat.
I was going to say, can you put meat?
Like a generic meat.
Yeah, there has to be meat. There has to be meat. That's an essential.
It can be chicken. It can be ground beef. It could be a chuck roast. It could be stew beef. It could be whatever it is. Like a sort of meat to make is an essential. And then like the sneaky other one, I don't think there's been a period of, well, there has been, and then it's immediately replenished. A frozen pizza.
Yes. Yeah.
There's that commercial for the emergency pizza. I already have the emergency pizza. It's in the freezer. It's a frozen pizza. There's at least one of them in a freezer in the house at all times.
Yeah. So I was going to say, my wife and I, we usually keep things low carb, but with my son, bread and the frozen pizza, that enters in there because my son loves toast, likes peanut butter and jelly, those things, obviously. But if my son weren't in the picture, bread would not have been essential because, like I said, we like to keep it low carb. That's where the meat, the eggs move up the list for us.
Yeah. The bread for me, someone said dry toast. I disrespected butter there. I wasn't thinking. But that's like funny. Toast is, you know, peanut butter. Peanut butter goes on toast maybe more so than butter.
By the way,
my house.
I like when you get the toast right out of the toaster and you put the peanut butter on right away. It kind of gets that little melty. Oh my God, it's delicious. Oh, it's the best.
It's my lunch every day. It's peanut butter on an English muffin.
That's right. It's good.
Every single day. It's probably not great for you.
No, I'm jealous of you because
might be able to mix it up. But
I could just have a spoonful of peanut butter and be very happy.
Yeah. Sometimes I take a forkful. A knifeful.
I actually have an emergency peanut butter because it's low in carb. An emergency peanut butter in my glove box.
What kind?
It's Peter Pan.
Okay.
And it's, you know, hey, I'm hungry. I don't want to go through a drive-thru. We've talked about my issues with fast food before Awakened came into my life. So guess what? I'm going to take that spoonful of peanut butter. We're good to go.
You have a spoon too?
I take them from work.
All right. How long does that last?
The spoon?
No, the peanut butter.
Oh, I can probably... I mean, the jar I got in there now has been there for 2.5 weeks, and I'm not even halfway done with it. It's not, 'cause it's not every day. It's just like I get an urge.
Okay.
I'm not going to go in the drive-thru. I'm going to have that peanut butter.
I would think... You said I'm not even halfway done with it, 2.5 weeks. Like, I would think one jar would last you a year.
Oh.
Just eating peanut butter in the car?
Yeah.
Like, how often are you in... Like, that to me is... That's there for I'm stuck in a snow ditch.
No,
which
no.
Actually you were a couple months ago, so.
Yeah. Didn't eat any
checks.
Didn't eat any then. Because we had the travel snacks in the car. But this is so I don't get starving. Like, I'm pretty hungry right now. All I've had is those hard-boiled eggs. If I get in the car and I pass a McDonald's, I don't want to go through the drive-thru. What am I going to do? Spoonful of peanut butter. That gets me through the rest of the afternoon. It works out very well.
It's not bad. I only buy peanut butter with only peanuts as the ingredient. So right. I feel like that would not last long. And I always stick it in the refrigerator, which my wife hates.
I thought it was supposed to be in the refrigerator.
I don't think it has to be.
Oh, okay.
But it gets, you know, it separates and everything. When you put it in the fridge, it kind of hardens.
Yeah.
She hates that it hardens. I'm like, well.
Does she eat as much as you?
No.
Okay.
I say I'm the heavy user of the peanut butter. You can do whatever you want with all the other stuff. This is my one item. This is mine. It goes in the fridge. Clear away. 803-0930. Mac and cheese, the butter for the mac and cheese. Yep, that's you end up using that too. I disrespected butter. I use a lot of butter. I use the butter to cook the meat too.
That's right. Yeah.
Pretty much all the time. So you got it there. Kitchen staple. All right, you're on the list. But there's like six things right there that
I'd say
I think everyone would have.
Is an honorable mention?
Sure. If I had to do one or the other, though, I could do it just butter.
You could. Oh, you could. Honorable mention. Salt, olive oil, pepper.
Yeah, salt and pepper. Might want to. Although I have eaten just a plain, unseasoned piece of chicken baked in the oven before.
I can't say I've done that.
Oh, yeah. I used to do it every day.
Really?
I brought it plain, unseasoned, nothing, just baked chicken with plain spinach, uncooked, was my lunch every day here when I worked during the day.
I'd throw some hot sauce on that. It's not making it any unhealthy.
No, but I just, it's what I do. It's plain. I could eat a plain anything.
See, that's my big issue. I need at least a little salt.
Yeah.
I mean, I brought salt packets with those hard-boiled eggs I was eating earlier.
Oh, I love salt, too. Don't get me wrong. You know, while we're on the topic of food, I have a list up. Do you know the cereals with the most sugar? What would be your guess?
Ooh, cereal with most sugar. I'd go something like Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Okay, that makes sense. I don't think that's on the list.
Wow.
Of the top 10 here, I have from Metro Parent. Cinnamon Toast Crunch did not make this list. Which is that you say it right there makes me question the list a little. It seems pretty inclusive. And that's a cereal that's popular enough to have been tested for this list. So I guess not. I would have guessed Lucky Charms would have been my number one.
Okay, because of the mushrooms, the marshmallows.
Because of the mushrooms.
Yeah.
That's a gross cereal. Can you imagine Lucky Charms with just mushrooms instead of marshmallows?
So the reason I didn't say Lucky Charms is because when you said the most sugar, I'm picturing something that leaves sugar residue at the bottom of the bag.
Mm-hmm. That's smart. Lucky Charms is number 8 on the list with Apple Jacks, Cocoa Puffs, and Count Chocula. 33% of its weight is made up in sugar. But that's number 8 on the list. You've got Captain Crunch.
Oh, Captain Crunch, yeah.
Which is number 3. Honey Smacks, number 2. And the number 1, Golden Crisp.
Oh.
58%.
My God.
Now, that's just the popular sugar, though. I heard that a cereal that I actually did not see in the store this year, come to think of it, our beloved Quarterbacks cereal. I heard that that's like by far and away the number one on the sugar list.
Oh, really?
More so than Apple Jacks or Fruit Loops, which it looks like.
I did not see it. I've seen his coffee. I have not seen the cereal this year.
Yeah, this year. I don't think it was there this year.
No.
Was there a Deion Dawkins cereal that I saw? I think there was, because I know there was, because I bought it.
Okay.
We're not a cereal house. Like a, it was like a Lucky Charms type of thing.
What was your favorite player cereal? And you can't say Flutie Flakes.
Well, then there is none. Okay. I mean, but that was it. I mean, there's Flutie Flakes. What? I don't think I bought another player cereal.
Oh. I was big on, this is when I was in college, I was big on the T.O.'s and really? The Mario's.
Yeah, never bought them. They're just cereal. Like, joke. No, get out of here with your cereal. Never bought it. Never tried the Kelly Crunch. Never did the, obviously it wasn't called Captain Crunch, because that is a cereal, but Pekka had a cereal.
Yes.
Didn't even buy that, which I would have loved to have a box of right now. I did have Jaeger peanut butter.
How was that?
Tastes like peanut butter.
You know what I miss? And could someone let me know if they've rebranded this? Because it was delicious. It was my favorite blue cheese that you could bring home. The Stefan Diggs blue cheese was the best.
Mm.
And obviously he's not on the team anymore. So yeah. I wondered, did they rebrand that with a different player? Where can I find the blue cheese that was in the Stefan Diggs blue cheese glass container? It was don't get me wrong. I love Rudy's. I'm just saying this was delicious.
Houston.
I have to go to Houston and get it?
I'm going to guess. No, I threw that hot sauce out when it was traded.
Could you imagine, though? Like,
I'm loyal.
He goes, I'm bringing my blue cheese to Houston with me. I don't think it's as popular.
Yeah. Make it popular. Play well and anything will be popular.
Well, he didn't do that this year.
Play well. You could sell prunes. People will buy it.
What a random thing to pick.
If Josh Allen sold prunes.
Oh, yeah.
They'd fly off the shelves here.
Yeah.
What do you think about this? Jack White had a message that he posted on Instagram. I kind of like this. This is the beginning of this. I won't read the whole thing, but he posted, I've been hearing a lot of chatter throughout the year of this glorious electric touring about how long our sets are, quote, supposed to be on stage, as if the length of a show determines how good it is. Mm. I know we're living in a current era where people like to say, quote, so-and-so played for 3 hours last night and brag about it the next day. I'll let our fans know that my mind has no intention of impressing everyone in that context. The Beatles and Ramones played 30-minute-ish sets, and if I could, I would do the same at this moment in my performing life. There's a lot more to the post, but that's kind of the gist of it, that everyone has, and you know, I look back at some of the set lists. He plays for, you know, over an hour.
Yeah,
Jack White, and I've seen him a few times.
And you ever say that show's too short?
No, he's been great every time. The one time I saw him with the Raking Tour is one of the best shows of my life. But what do you think about that? Like, do people put too much of an emphasis on time?
Yeah.
You think so?
I'd much rather quality, but he's right when he says people always go, my gosh, could you believe he stayed on stage for 3.5 hours? Like, but was it good? Was it a good 3.5 hours?
Yeah, like that's how they're measuring.
Yeah, because I've been to, now this isn't music, but I've been to a comedy show where the comedian stayed on stage way too long.
Oh, yeah.
And like lost the crowd. It completely changed my memory of that show. Now, this was years ago, but it changed my memory of that show, and I haven't been back to see that guy since. So it can work the other way. It can work against you.
And there is a limit for how long you can play, especially with certain... I just bought a ticket, going to go see a band in April. They will play for probably 20 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the headline. They'll play for probably 20 minutes. And you know what? If they played longer, if they went 30, everyone would say it's too long.
Yeah.
It's exhausting. Okay. I mean, it's so full of energy to a point where it is physically exhausting. I couldn't do another 10 minutes. Which I love. Like, there is a... It's a quality over quantity, but I think it's the Taylor Swift thing. Everyone, what's the thing everyone says about the shows? Everyone who's been there comments on the time.
Yep.
Well, she played for 3 hours.
She went through all the eras.
But like, yeah, I think Jack White has a point here.
Yeah, I do. And, you know, shout out Jack White. You know, I like Jack White because huge baseball guy.
Oh, he is a humongous baseball guy.
I like that.
But he says... And he's famous, doesn't have a set list or anything, just goes out, they play. I think they, like, you know, kind of know their first two songs are going to start with, and then they just go with whatever the band to.
That's cool.
That's cool, and it just goes. He said in the post, you know, I let the room dictate where we're going to go with the show. And he said, that doesn't mean if you cheer louder, we're going to play longer. it just means whatever you're feeling that night. And I have to tell you, it makes for a good show. But I don't think the length, but that being said, I do think there is like an expectation of if you go to an arena or you pay a certain amount of money.
You're there till a certain time.
That there is like a certain length of the set.
It could let you down. I'm telling you, it could let you down. If that's how you're looking the show.
I absolutely agree. But, you know, if you're going to see, you know, when we went to see Metallica, they could have shortened that up.
Yes.
By quite a bit. But
they're trying to sell a new album.
But I do think that people going there, if they played for only an hour, you'd hear a lot of what's going on. I went to see Andrew WK, who I know you don't know, but he's very famous back in the early 2000s. I went to see him play. He played for at the Waiting Room, which doesn't exist on Delaware, in its short-lived time. He, I think, played for 15 minutes. And I remember... people after going, well, like, that's it? There's no encore? And I said to the person, what else would you want him to play? he went through his songs. He played it all. You want him to cover Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard? Like, that's not going to happen. It was 15 minutes, and you know what? He did it all. There's nothing more I could add to it.
By the way, speaking of music, I know we got to get out of here. You tweeted this yesterday, but why is Daughtry and Disturbed touring together? That just seems like two completely different bands.
Oh, that's the funniest email I ever got. A Valentine's Day special promo. For Valentine's Day, you can get Disturbed tickets. And all I could picture was one of those talking cards, you know, the card you get where you open up the card and it plays a song. Like this, happy Valentine's Day, and you open up the card, it's, oh, wow!
But, like, isn't Daughtry adult contemporary? So you got a...
I don't know.
Do you know when I saw Disturbed? Do you know who they opened up for? Slipknot.
Yeah. You know what they both are?
What?
30-year-old rock acts. So, it fits.
Oh, you mean they've been around for 30 years.
Yeah. That's it. They're in the same genre that way.